Blog Talk Radio.
And along with the Panthers, you had the US organization. They had tendencies, even though they got caught up on the wrong side of that. You had the Black Guerrilla Family or Black Guerrilla Army. You had, there was this crescendo of anti-apartheid resistance. And 1971, COINTELPRO, TOPLEV, and BLACKPRO, three programs from the Justice Department, FBI, neutralized it. And by about 1973, they were replaced with black males in hip-hugger bell-bottoms, platform shoes, and later to morph into Jerry Curl and crack pipes. Before the Jerry Curl, I'm putting in context, because I graduated high school in 1973. I jumped right into all of this, not knowing until 20 years later the context of what we had jumped right into. I had the hip-hugger bell-bottom jeans. In fact, I wore them to school the day that they nominated people or elected the student president of my high school. And guess who got elected? Because of my bell-bottom hip-hugger jeans, which were so trendy and fashionable, and I probably had some platform shoes to go with them because they naturally fit together. So in certain ways, my generation, my baby boomer generation, has to take responsibility. And I don't cuss, but we're going to have to take responsibility. We really, really messed up our people's trajectory of liberation from apartheid. Now, I got to add one more thing here. It just really kind of dawned on me. I never saw it in this context. At that same time, we saw the rise of black power. And that's a beautiful thing, right? But in my household, my father had four sons. We wanted those big, puffy afros. And we had had enough genetic insertion to allow our hair to kind of grow out a little longer than those Congolese brothers. So you know what happened at my household in the mornings before going to school? We would spend 15, 20 minutes or so apiece in different rooms with a blow dryer, looking in the mirror, trying to stretch it out, make it last as long in the day. What waste of time and my father's electricity bill were we engaging in? Why? Because of population warfare consolidation, turning brothers into blisters, and later the blisters just come on out the closet. That's right. Let me share a couple of comments because I'm about to. Did you finish your statement, Dwyer? That quote? Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are perceptions management. Very true. A couple of comments. Brother Eddie signing in saying, greetings to Snotball. I have teenage nephews now, and these stories do worry the hell out of me. For the most part, they are square as pool tables and twice as green, but the streets see a threat when they look at our boys. Brother Mumbera is in the house checking in. Hopefully he'll click that link. I sent him the link to join us on the panel of the age. We always welcome his thoughts. Snotball says, at some point, we got to talk about these so-called electric rocks in the Congo. Don't talk about it. It's a waste of time. Because I've seen the videos, and within 30 seconds I said the videos are fake. So no talking about that, please. Does anybody know about the so-called electric rocks in the Congo? Yeah, somebody pulled a rock out of the ground, put two wires on the different sides of the rock, and a light comes on. It don't work like that. I mean, how are you going to find a rock out of the ground? How are you going to find which is the negative and the positive polarity? And how did it store up and retain all that energy under the ground? It would have discharged the energy into the ground. That's what grounding is all about. No, because grounding means it discharges and it just dissipates into the ground. It would be there theoretically, but it would be immeasurable. That's what grounding is, you know. So, I mean, and if people look at those videos, and I'm sad I wasn't going to talk about it. If people look at the videos, you realize the camera is cut off. You can't tell if there's wires going down somebody's arm. Come on, Snotball. You can let that one go. Alpha Grio, to everyone who's watching has that have not done so, please hit the like button, as well as there are over 30 of us watching. There should be as many as at least as you as 30 like buttons. And hopefully the 30 will tell their 30, at least watch the playback. I want to build back the audience, but right now, you know, I've taken almost an entire month off from broadcasting on a daily basis. And I've repurposed my life, and it actually feels quite good, but I really miss doing this regularly. Last comment. Did I get them all in? Yeah, we did. Oh, KC is in me. He says, greetings to the family. And Alpha Grio says, T.D. Owado used to use Afro Sheen grease and hairspray. You know something? We used a little something. I don't remember what it was. But Afro Sheen, that was beyond my budget. You know, we had that kind of money because we had jobs from the age of like 9 years old. We didn't spend money on cosmetics. We would just blow it out, and I might have used Vaseline or something like that. But thinking about it, running 2, 3, 4 blow dryers at the same time, what were we doing to my daddy's electric bill? Of course, the electric bills back in them days might have been $20 was a high one. That's right. And wasn't that part of an early process of feminization of black masculinity? I don't remember my daddy when he was, you know, younger and actually had some hair, going through all that trouble of doing his coiffure, even though in that generation it was the conch. And the conch, even Malcolm X with all his manhood in his early years, spent a lot of time on that conch. It was pre-Malcolm X, and that was Malcolm Little. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, things are what they are. They're changing. I do resist, and I'm writing a book called Big Up Manhood. I do resist this ongoing, quote, sissification of black males within these diaspora societies. That's what I said. I said sissification. I dare somebody to make me go on a radio show and defend myself. Please do. Please do. I want to sell the book. at least one or two of those three look like me, and they are the compradors John Henry Clark told us about. Mm-hmm. So we are at that point of the program. We can start talking about solutions. What do we do? What do we do? What tangible actions, practicable actions can be put into place? Or do we just sit out another round of these protests leading us nowhere but just blowing off energy, a sort of catharsis, just blowing off our energy and allowing us to relax and get back to work Monday morning? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. And to answer your question, I did then what I did am doing today. This is what I did this morning. I'm going to share just three paragraphs. This is what I am doing today. Through these words, which will be published as a book, I can wield the power of the written word to reverse 600 to 2600 years of distorted and abusive historical perspective by correcting and disseminating my people's narrative. My pen is mightier than their nuclear weapons. Now I must perfect its craft. Thus, in engaging my sacred mission, I draw upon the collected wisdom of all the liberators of my people whose words have been written, first writing in stone on temple walls, and now using digital formats and sophisticated software. Until the lion learns to write, the tale of the hunt will always reflect the glory of the hunter. That's a Kenyan proverb. So what I did then, Brother Junius, I wrote a series of books. Those books came out, books like The Blackest Soil, Panic, Fade to Black, and then Paradigm Shift. I think that those books, which all covered that period, and some of them specifically covered those things that you had mentioned, addressed these problems. That's about the best I could do, because without a larger cooperation by the media, by black media and black financial class, my books will not be read by more than just a few dozen people. That's true. Can we do better? We should. We should try. We should genuinely try to do much better. In the short run, I am publishing three books that I think very directly address, I think, what we've been talking about today. The three books are, number one, it's called From Pen to Power, 90 Days to Write and Publish Your Book. The second book to come up in this series of three is called Big Up Manhood, Strategies to Reclaim Masculinity, Men's Rites of Passage, and Restore Biointegrity. And the third book in the series is called 100 Plus Lifespan, 82 Protocols That Increase Human Life Expectancy. All of these books are going to be out probably they're going to be out before summer. The first two are coming out on April 15th. This is my contribution to solutions. There are so many great books out here. My shelves are full of great books. Nonetheless, the condition of our people continues to deteriorate, so writing books is not going to be enough. I say. Yeah, we do the best we can with the tools that have been placed in our caretaking. We have resources. Now we are going to do a better job of learning to use these resources. Let me just wrap it up. Eddie has a comment. Brother Keedy, did the forum speak on the Georgia governor call in the National Guard and calling a state of emergency? We didn't bring that up. That is, there is a spectrum of protests that are going out across the country. As far as I know, the Memphis protests have been relatively peaceful. Of course, that's where the family is located. And quite often when the family's directly there, they can kind of control the timber of how the community reacts out of respect for the for the family. I think the community listens to what they have to say. Whereas in a place like Georgia, the dirty South, they might be kind of on their own and going through a bit of wilding. I don't know, because I have not been checking the details. I've been avoiding media coverage of this, so I really don't know. But Atlanta has been in big trouble for black people for decades. Well, we are challenged, and we rise to the challenge to the very best of our abilities. Let's get some final thoughts from everybody before we go off for just 1 hour of broadcast today. Final thoughts, Brother Dwyer. That was a very powerful proverb you shared. Can you please repeat that one more time? I say, that is beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Brother Junie, your final thoughts for this week? I say, yo, it's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful thing. I just want to remind everybody, we are doing best we can to assemble, to amass the most powerful resources we have at our fingertips. For me, it is called Big Up Manhood, that we are setting a standard now for men to rise to their greatest potential as individuals, as leaders of family, leaders of community, as collaborators, partners with the women of the world, especially those of our ethnicity. We are multifaceted, and one of the big problems is that many of us have not gone through rites of passage program. A very wise man once said, where he actually was citing another quotation from Kemet, that a man who is not initiated is still a child. We appreciate that wise man being one of our members here on the Mastermind. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in this week. You've been tuned in to your favorite. We aim to be your favorite. We are LIB Radio, LIB TV, and LivingInBlack.com. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. We're going to take you out with some bumper music. Tell your friends to tell their friends. We have our own now. And if you want to learn more about what we're doing, go to the website, http://bigupmanhood.com. Don't just do the www, because for some odd reason, that's saying some goofy stuff. But I want you to go to bigupmanhood.com and see what we're doing. We're going to launch this program on February 18. I'm looking for 24 men to undergo this intergenerational rites of passage program together so that we can now become teachers of this for the generations that will be following us. And on that note, I want to thank you all for everything that you do for all of us. On your favorite, we have to be your favorite, LIB Radio, LIB TV, LivingInBlack.com. Thank you.
remember back to when I told fortunes on beaches. To tourists, claiming to be a reincarnate straight out of the ocean of where my last bones lay. In a straight line from the coast of the Carolinas to Gory Isle. Truth is, I probably am. Now show me your palm. I want to show you spirits called angels inside men who trumpet and sing and dance in praise of the passing on of blessings. Black angels tap dancing when a little boy named Bojangles left his mama feet first. But this is only a myth to him now. Some time ago, his soul forgot that he was the warning of storm. And he danced for what he believes is his Jenna. No, this is what you were reborn to do. If I be reborn, all I ask for is a beautiful voice to excite emotion like Aretha. One simple pleasure, oh, the songs I would sing and the stories that I would tell. Nothing equivalent to that which makes men build up or forsake relatives or even assume the responsibility for the era of man. One simple pleasure, something that can't be seen with the naked eye, can only be felt like a good laugh or a good cry or a good ass kick or the feeling that you get. The feeling that you get every time hearing.
caught by surprise, I just bided time. Now I'm going under, someone throw me down the line. Darling, I'll admit, when you're always smiling at me, your eyes see shine just like the moon up on the sea. Oh, missive to receive, but that far can't be. That's it. You're always smiling. Mm-hmm. I wanted you to be there for me, like I promised I would be there for you. You lied when you told me you were going somewhere and said that you were coming home real soon, and then you didn't come back at all.
Uncle Jocelyn, life, liberty, prosperity, yet another decree stolen from you and me. The ancestors of the Nile Valley left us other messages too, like let food be your medicine, and let your medicine be food.
Why are food and drugs under the same administration? They putting drugs in the food to keep money accumulating now. They like to call it additives and preservatives. Slowly killing everybody that purchases it. Can you pronounce what's on the back of the label? Then that shit we need to keep off our dinner table now. The food is what's fueling these diseases. Paying rich doctors all these medical fees. But they never cure you, they just keep you in need. Cut you open for surgery and let your pockets bleed. See, we got away from what we used to. We forgot we were kidnapped and forced to eat meat. We ate from the earth, so we communicated with it. We cut the conversation, now check the situation. See, blacks the leaders in heart disease, cancer. We give them money like bills is the answer. Damn, I'd be wrong if I didn't pass the info. Hormones in the food got you thinking like a nympho. Wonder why all these young girls so thick, like a baseball player. Steroids and shit, they got it in the vegetables, the fruit, the meat, and all the fast food they be selling in the street. It's the war going on, and our diet must reflect it. We all got the power, we just gotta direct it. Neglect it, never refer to the meta nature that Imhotep's the father of medicine.
Warning, side effects may include bloating of the brain cells, activation of dormant DNA, third eye vision, and subsequent loss of religion. Propensity to use words like cracker, small head. Please consult the metaphysician before ingesting.
You keep trusting the enemy with your well-being, black man, black woman. What is it you're not seeing? Deaf, dumb, blind, and sick all the while, slaving to keep them rich. Wake up and read the label. Tell that cracker keep them crumbs on his table.
All the doctors get a financial kickback. They diagnose you, prescribe this, prescribe that. Never once mention any side effects. The pharmaceutical company keeps sliding them checks. Yo, they falsifying tests so you'll believe you got the bug. Tax you monthly to keep you buying drugs. Try to pass natural remedies to your people in the slums. The FDA will suit up, come after you with guns. Medicinal mobsters, all about the funds. A country on drugs, keep the population dumb. We got the information, but what we gonna do? Die from mad cow or the avian flu. I try so hard to stay away from man-made. Wrong foods revert mentality back to slave. Fluoride in your water just to make you behave. Wrong food revert mentality back to slave. Black community filled up with stop, shop, and save. Wrong food revert mentality back to slave. We gotta grow our own food, agriculture's our trade. Wrong food revert mentality back to slave.
Wrong food reverts your mentality back to slave. Pan-Africanism. This is protected by the red, the black, and the green. With a key, city.
Third world land. and the